Professor Pebbles and the Crystal Cavern. We never give up. When something feels difficult, think and try a new way. One quiet evening, Base Camp's bedtime lantern began to flicker. Flicker, flick, fizzle, pop. Its silvery light grew dim. The moon crystal is fading, said Dr. Rexington. Without a new one, our lantern will soon go dark. Professor Pebbles polished his tiny explorer goggles. I know where we might find another, he announced. Tilly packed a lantern, and together they set off for Crystal Cavern. The cavern entrance shimmered beneath the rising moon. Inside, hundreds of crystals glittered across the walls. Pink ones sparkled, blue and green ones gleamed. Professor Pebbles carefully unfolded his old explorer map. The moonbeam crystal lies beyond three silver tunnels, he said, till he noticed that the map was faded, crumpled and torn. Then we shall go slowly and look carefully, she replied. The first tunnel was covered with smooth round stones. Professor Pebbles hurried ahead, certain he knew the way. Click, clack, tip, tap, his little feet echoed through the cave. But the winding tunnel curved back towards the entrance. Oh, rattling rocks, we have gone in a circle, he cried. He turned the map around and tried once more, only to return again. Pebbles' hopeful smile began to fade. The second tunnel glittered with beautiful purple crystals. This must be it, said Pebbles, marching inside. But the passage became narrower with every step. Scrape, shuffle, squeeze. Soon Tilly's wide plates became wedged. We shall have to turn back, she said gently. Pebbles kicked a loose stone and watched it skitter away. Perhaps I am not a very good explorer, after all. Tilly sat beside Pebbles beneath the sparkling cavern roof. Getting lost does not mean that you have failed, she said. It only means that we have not found the way yet. Pebbles stared at the tunnels and gave a weary sigh. What if we keep trying and never find the crystal? Then we pause, think, and try something different, Tilly replied. Pebbles breathed in slowly and opened the map again. This time, Pebbles did not look only at the tunnel shapes. He noticed three tiny stars beside one of the paths. Tilly lifted the lantern and searched the cavern walls. There, she cried, a little star-shaped crystal twinkled nearby. Farther ahead, they discovered a second silvery star. We were rushing straight past the clues, Pebbles exclaimed. Star by star, they followed the trail deeper into the cavern. Soon a tumble of rocks blocked their path completely. Pebbles pushed and shoved, but the stones would not budge. He tried squeezing beneath them, but his armored back became stuck. For one disappointed moment, he wanted to turn around. Then he remembered Tilly's words, try something different. Pebbles tapped each stone gently with his sturdy little tail. Thud, thud, ting. One hollow rock sang like a tiny bell. Pebbles and Tilly carefully rolled the hollow rock aside. Behind it, a narrow opening glowed with silver light. Tilly could not fit, but Pebbles was exactly the right size. You can do this, she encouraged from the other side. Wriggle, shuffle, squeeze. Pebbles followed the silvery glow. Beneath a ceiling of crystal stars stood the moonbeam crystal. It shone as softly and brightly as the moon itself. Pebbles carefully lifted one small crystal from the ground. I found it, he cheered, and the cavern echoed. Found it, found it. Together, the friends carried their treasure back towards base camp. This time, they followed the silver stars without getting lost. Dr. Rexington waited beside the darkened bedtime lantern. Pebbles placed the moonbeam crystal gently inside. Whoosh! Warm silver light filled every corner of the camp. That night, the explorers gathered beneath the glowing lantern. Pebbles told them about the winding tunnels and hidden clues. I nearly gave up when my first ideas did not work, he admitted. But Tilly helped me pause, think, and try a new way. Dr. Rexington smiled, that is what true explorers do. Pebbles snuggled beneath his blanket, feeling sleepy and proud. Above him, the moonbeam crystal twinkled until he fell asleep.